Hey everyone, obviously I'm Andrew. It was about a year and a half ago, my life wasn't really in a place where I had any positive direction, and I just didn't really have a set purpose in life, and I was kind of just hovering along, not really having any passion for what I was doing. And then just a little over a year ago, on January 29th, 2011, my friend and I were crossing through an intersection, and we were T-boned in my truck, and we ended up staying the night in the hospital. Actually, if you could put a picture up now. Yeah, that's my truck, and we ended up staying the night in the hospital, and we were fortunate to be alive. And luckily, my friend only suffered the injuries of a broken rib, and I walked away with only a concussion. And just of all the pieces and parts in my truck that moved around, and even the seats were ripped off the floor and unbolted, there was one little piece that stayed still. And it was my guardian angel pin that I'd received from my grandma just a few months before that, and it was clipped on my visor and didn't move at all. I know it was a sign that God was definitely with us that night, and he used that opportunity to bring me back to him, and so that I could become a Christian and allow myself to have that opportunity to be saved and to worship him. And just a few months after the accident, I know Kevin Swartz, he saw that I wasn't really in the best mood, and I was just kind of down on life. I felt that when my truck was gone, it was just that life was over. And he invited me to Bible study at the Swartz house, so I began attending there. After a few months, I started attending church here, and it really helped my outlook on life. And I just felt this change, and I wanted to do things better, and I couldn't really pinpoint why. I know that there was some sort of reason that I wanted to do things I did, and at that time I couldn't really see that it was God working within me to change me and to be being a better person. Shortly after attending church here in July, I was baptized, and right after that, life just took a 180-degree turn, and now I can freely worship the Lord, and I know my place in life, and I can really try my best to give myself back to the Lord for everything he's done for me and just this second chance I've had at life. And now I'm slowly growing in my walk, and just progressing towards being a better person and just loving the Lord. And he's worked in me so much, and he's helped my family, and it's truly an honor to have this opportunity to just share my love and my faith. And I hope that I can become a light to my family and just allow them the same opportunities I've been given. I wrote a poem for this. A year ago, my life was changed. Like new, my life was rearranged. What once was clutter became organized in one clashing shutter. As I drove through life without a knowledge of a purpose, I refused to see anything past the surface. I drove my truck through this intersection, not aware of an oncoming resurrection. Here where I stand, I was given a new life by God's hand. See, before he tried to bring me home, but still I refused and I would wander and roam. But it took a near-death experience to see or even make clear the sense. No matter how many times I would stumble and fall, the Lord was there through it all. He caught me every time I'd fall. He'd lift me back up and make me stand tall. The Lord works in many ways. It just so happens he was there through all my days. But I was blind to see his glorious rays. So many times he tried to make himself known. I was so wrong to think I was living life alone. See, now God has breached my soul, grabbed the wheel and taken all control. One flash of lights, four squealing tires, each changed my vision and given me new desires. It took a near-death date just turn me around and set me straight. Don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect and all-knowing. Because of my walk, I'm always growing. I have much to learn. I never know what lies around the next turn. Just like I didn't know that night that the Lord would free me from the devil in one horrific fight. See, he had poked and prodded before, but in his face, I constantly slammed the door. Now I've seen why I'm here, why I shouldn't have any fear. I owe everything I am to the King of all kings. To this day, in my ears it rings. The headache comes back and it still stings. But because of him, I made it away unscathed, and through him forever I am saved.